This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. A little sad in Bronco country.
No fans?
Kurt, yeah, that. But you know what? I heard this stat today. Counting last year and this game, the Broncos lost four total games, the most in the NFL, in the last 30 seconds. And they did that last night.
Unlike the Nuggets, who like to go to the seventh game.
You, yeah. Man, I'm telling you, I'm hoping they'll come through.
Can you imagine? And there's a strong possibility they will. But if they win tonight and you got to play them in the Western Conference, it's like, guys, three ain't enough. We got to get four quick. Because if we let these guys back in, they're going to just take it over.
Sure, yeah. And I think we're all surprised they're in a Game 7 for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we got a good show for you today. And actually, it is just Kurt and I. Normally, we have a different guest in, but I wanted Kurt just to do some things on mortgages today. And if you heard a yell with excitement last Friday, that's because we closed our deal with a refi with Kurt. So, Kurt, for Victoria and myself, thank you for all of your hard work and getting us done.
So, it was actually a pleasure. It was okay.
Well, it was a pleasure because Victoria took care of all the things.
Yeah, yes, she did.
She's very
every
organized.
Every time we ask her, I mean, it was within like 60 seconds, there it was.
Yes.
My processor commented on that. She said, this lady is just great because whatever we ask for, there it is. No. It's like she's got it sitting right there by the fax machine.
She knows her stuff.
So yes, she does.
We do appreciate it. And you know, we were kind of laughing there, but you said, well, one down and 60-something more to go.
So 62.
I tell you what. And it's really, you know, I mean, we've been doing this a long time together, but I didn't really understand all the what you guys go through with paperwork. My star. You guys, I mean, you're talking about, I mean, how many hours could be in just one refinance deal from your end?
The average hours, I can compare it back to 2007 till today. The average hours when you started the loan in 2007, it was probably two, start to finish. All the time you would spend 15 minutes here, an hour there. It'd be maybe two, two and a half. Now it's 9 to 12, average. Simply because, and one of the things that they've changed in the industry, back in 07, I was buying 20 to 30,000 sheets of paper a month, making copies of things. Well, with eSign and a lot of electronic, that's cut me down closer to, you know, 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a lot of paperwork that you have to do because some things, they won't let you sign. You got what they call wet sign. So it's just the regulations. It's just to protect the banks, to protect the consumers. And nothing bad to say about the banks, but when you go to a close and you saw that stack of paperwork you had to sign.
I know. It's like, dude, I'm not buying everything in Colorado.
It's about 112 pages. Right. But one of the things about that, none of it is really geared to protect you.
Right.
It's all geared to protect the lender, understandably, because they're the one that's loaning the money. Mm-hmm. So that's why there seems to be so much, sign this paperwork that you initial this document, that you sign that document. You know, one of those kind of things. It's one after another. There's one they call, you know, it says that you're not committing fraud and that everything you said is true up to this point. I call that my Dove form. It's like, really? You got to ask me that I'm not committing fraud and that by signing this, sure, that I'm not committing fraud?
Right.
If I'm committing fraud, that document means nothing to me. It just makes no sense. But that's the kind of stuff you go through.
Man. Well, again, thank you. And that's why I'm certainly many reasons why I'm very thrilled with our relationship we've had for many, many years now with Affordable Interest Mortgage and personal level as well. But I'm just telling you, if you want to look for someone that will work very hard to get you what you need, it is Affordable Interest Mortgage. And their number is 720-895-0500. And so, Kurt, there are, as you just mentioned, a lot of people refinancing. Why now?
Well, the obvious reason is rates. You can look at rates, and we see rates that are being advertised under 2% on a 30 and on a 15, under 3% on a 30 and a 15, you wonder why a difference. And if you start going back in history, and I went all the way back to 1953, didn't find anything, but from 1971 till today, interest rates in 1971 were 7%. Interest rates in the 80s were 16%. So since 71, I've never seen rates this low. I graduated in 71, kind of give you an idea when I how old I am. But I've never seen rates this low. It's astronomically how low they are, and there's no indication that they're going to move up any great extent. They might go from a 2.5 to 2.625 or 2.75, but that's almost free money when you're putting it in on a mortgage. That's the number one reason people are out, because they're starting to understand that that makes a lot of sense. The number two reason is the equity that you have in a home. Since 2010, the average equity in this country in our homes was $6.16 trillion. In 10 years, it's tripled to $18.72 trillion worth of equity. Now, go back to 2010 when we had the mortgage meltdown. Mm-hmm. And I've talked about this on the show before. There were 7 million people that foreclosed. Most of those people had 30 to 32% equity in their home before they foreclosed. They weren't able to get to it. So a lot of things have changed to where now you can be able to access your equity when you need it, but not pay for it till you need it. But the amount of equity that has gone, the average homeowner that's 45 or above has over $70,000 worth of equity in their home. Average. There's some people with a lot more, a few with a lot less. And the average median price home in today's market is $448,000. So it's a whole lot different. I'm going to talk about some things about what you won't believe what homes were selling for in the 70s, 80s, and 90s compared to what they're selling for now.
Sure.
It's a lot of things. So even in 2010, you won't believe the average price of a home. And when you come back to that 448, it kind of scares you how it's changed. And the third one is the home appreciation, which is one of the reasons that borrowing money at such a low rate with as much equity as you have because the homes keep appreciating. If in 2002, the average price of a home was $136,000. In 2010, the median price home was $180,000. So in 10 years, that home appreciated 25%. Now in 2015, this is right at the end of the mortgage meltdown to 2015, that home went from 180 to 208,000. So it only gained a 14% appreciation. Mm. But in 2020, as of June of this year, that same, the average price of a home is 276,000. So that's another 25% appreciation in the last 5 years. Now, for many of us, we appreciate that. We understand that. We see that happening. You go out to buy a home, you're going to feel it. But from 2000, that's a 65% appreciation. From 2000, and it's also from 2010, it's a 35% appreciation. So when you start understanding that your home value is going to keep going up and you're borrowing money at 2 and 3%, it's like, okay, I can really do a lot of things with this. So those are some of the reasons that people are starting to take the initiative to say, okay, I need to refinance. I hadn't thought about it. I thought my 375 was a great rate, but now I can get it under 3. And they're saying, okay, I've got to go forward because that's almost free money.
Right.
And allows them to access that and still not lose. Now, there's ways to even make it better than that that we'll talk about, but that's just what we've been running around. Colorado ranks 5th in the nation for home appreciation. Out of 50 states, we're 5th in the nation on our homes appreciate faster. Now, for those of us that have lived here for a long time and we were at the 108,
mm-hmm, 80, sure.
Yeah, we don't like it, but we do like it now.
Right. Do you see more people looking into the 15-year mortgage than more than the 30, or is it still?
That's a great question. We're actually, part of that is because the lenders have learned that the risk is better on the shorter the term, especially with the appreciation. But we're seeing people that, yeah, they'd like to go to 15, but the payment might not work. But they're going to an 18, or they're going to a 21. There's these flex mortgages that all lenders offer that you get to pick the term. If you want to go 21 years or 24 years or 17 years, and that payment fits. And where that comes into play is when you start to look at refinancing and I drop the rate from this to that, maybe I don't take the payment away. Maybe I take 5 or 8 years away.
Right.
And there's ways to do that. So, yeah, we're starting to see that quite a bit now.
Great. Once again, Kurt Rogers with us at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number is 720-895-0500. And it's always free consultation with Kurt, and whether you'd like to do that by phone and I don't know, you're probably even doing Zoom stuff, aren't you?
I do a lot of Zoom stuff.
So Zoom call or in person, whatever. But I'm telling you, get over to his office. They make everything fitting all the different requirements for COVID and all the things like that. But go over and meet Kurt in person and sit down with him. And I know he'll be happy to try to help you. So, Kurt, we've talked about this quite a bit. It is never too early. If people are thinking about, you know, doing something after the first of the year, it's never too early to sit. I mean, as we know, it takes a while to get some of these things done. So, I mean, hey, come in, sit down with you, share your thoughts and plans with you, see if it's a good idea because you know what questions to ask us. And, you know, it's just great to have that relationship a little ahead of time.
Well, and you bring up COVID and the timing to start a process. You used to be able to close a loan in 2 to 4 weeks. Unless it's a purchase and it's a rush, you're never going to see that happen right now. There is so much business on refi business and purchase business. The purchase market's just killing them. There's bidding wars on homes. There's just not enough homes to fill the need. So the lenders can only handle so much. So right now, the average turn time just to get a loan underwritten on a refinance is 30 to 40 days. Normally, at around November, we start seeing an uptick in applications because people want to refinance, get a little cash out for Christmas, or they'll do it through December and then pay off Christmas. So that's a normal thing, especially with the way homes have been appreciating. We're just starting to see that more people, because of the rates, they're starting to do it now. They're starting to prep themselves up because the process is a lot longer. In addition to that, COVID has caused lenders to make some changes that most people are completely unaware of and they're not going to like. It's become a lot more difficult in documentation. And we'll talk about that later when we get to the process, but into the documentation of what it takes to actually get approved.
Mm-hmm.
If you're self-employed, I have lenders that have no problem with self-employed, but they've changed some of the requirements. And you know that you're self-employed. Now what you have to do is you have to have a P&L, profit and loss. Well, P&L is pretty simple to do. So one sheet form, how much money did I bring in? How much did I spend? Basic numbers, pretty honest up. But what the lenders are now making you do is add to that the last 2 months' bank statements to verify what that P&L says to make sure what you're making. Problem it creates is there are some people that are seasonal. I have a guy that does pinstriping on cars. Well, it's because new car manufacturing had laid off. Mm-hmm. He wasn't getting the cars to do the work. So for a shorter period of time, he was out. Then all of a sudden, his business picked up. Well, they don't want to count it. They don't believe it. So they're very cautious because they're afraid that his business may depreciate. Mm-hmm. And let's say you take a guy that makes in every quarter, he makes $100,000 in his business. Well, if he now makes 80, they don't want to do the business. Even if the first two quarters he was up,
crazy to me.
They don't want to do it because they're saying, well, if this continues, he'll be out of business in 2 years. So they say, no, we don't want. So there's a lot more ways that you have to prepare the documents to get ready to see where you want to go than before.
Right. And real quick before the break, I mean, boy, if you're renting out there, and what would you say? If you're renting and you're planning on staying in Colorado, staying in your area, in your neighborhood, if you're renting and spending what amount a month, you should look at buying a house.
Anything above $1,400, $1,500.
Well, that's easy to do. The average, with the way rental.
Yeah, right now the average rental is about 16, 16 and a quarter. But anything above that, even with the home values, because of the interest rates, come back to the rates. When you're paying rent, you have nothing to show for it. You have a place to live, and that's you call it home. But that rent can be raised. If it needs maintenance, you got to wait on somebody else. You can't do what you want to do to the house. You got, in most cases, a lot of times, neighbors around you. You have no control, and you get none of the appreciation. The average appreciation in the United States is between 4.5% and 5% every decade for the last 50 years. When you rent, you get none of that. In addition, when you're renting, you're allowing your payment to pay that man's or that person's mortgage down for him to build the equity instead of you doing it for yourself. It's the same money. There's no difference in rent versus own.
Right.
Some of it you get to keep if you own. You get to keep none of it if you're renting. So, yeah, now's the time to go. Especially with rates.
Yeah, no kidding. 720-895-0500. Once again, that's Kurt's number. We've got to take a short break. We'll be back with more with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. What would you do if you knew how to trade with the skill and confidence of the pros? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Online Trading Academy in Denver. Now is your chance to attend a free 2-hour class to learn more about Online Trading Academy. You will learn how to buy at wholesale and sell at retail, just like the financial institutions. Learn how professional traders navigate today's increasingly volatile markets and manage risk. You'll hear some of the common mistakes of the novice investor and how to reduce them. Learn how you can time the market by waiting for opportunity to come to you. Online Trading Academy in Denver. Call now to enroll in this complimentary 2-hour class. 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511. Or visit them online at tradingacademy.com.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Got a road trip plan for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireService.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Special edition today, we call it Your Money Matters. And there's every time your money matters, it is now. We are talking about refinancing. And so, Kurt, let's get into this. Some reasons, you know, hey, yeah, rates are lower, but what are some of the reasons many of your clients are refinancing?
Like, I mentioned, if a guy's got 3.75, let's say you got 4%. Let's say your balance is $380,000. Well, refinancing now, pulling out no cash, just refinancing, you can go to 2.75. That drops your payment over $260 a month. You're going to skip two payments. Closing costs aren't that much. So you're going to refinance the home. You can stay in a 30, go to 25 or 20, but you're going to save $260 a month. In 5 years, that's $16,000 almost.
Yep.
Over the life of the loan, it's $94,000. All you did was refinance it. Now, what some people are doing is they're going to a shorter term. If you go from that 4% and you go to 2.75, you can actually lower your payment still, $62, and take 5 years off the mortgage. So you can still save money. And build your equity faster, because as you take time off, as that loan's getting paid down, it's just building your equity, which is another statistic. There's about 87% of the majority of the people that retire, their retirement money comes from the equity in their home. 87%.
Wow.
It's huge on how many people depend on that equity for when they retire. Now, it's a hard time to get to it. There's ways to do that. But that's where you're putting your money, because most people don't have retirement plans. Other people are taking and they're paying off debt. If you, let's say the average debt right now is $38,000. If you were to pay that off, that if the payments are now probably anywhere between $400 and $700. If you were going to refinance your home and get $38,000 to pay off that debt, at the current rates, it's only going to cost you about 2.75%. It's only going to cost you about $200 a month. So you instantly save $200 to $500 a month paying off debt. Consider what you can do with that. That's why mm-hmm. with rates where they are now, it opens up the door to do so many other things. By paying off the debt and the higher interest rate, you get to own your home faster, pay it off quicker, have less and lower payments at the same time. And the third most popular right now is what people are doing is they're doing improvements to their home. There's so many homes out there that nobody's actually touched their homes. The funny thing is most people don't realize the power of home improvements. The number one thing that's being done right now is bathrooms, minor work on bathrooms. Change the toilet, change the mirror, change the sink. Those minor things will give you a 102% return on the investment. So if it costs you $10,000, you're going to make $10,200. Besides what it's going to do in the payment, which isn't much, you're getting 100% back of the money you spend in your equity right back to your home. It raises the value of your home. The number two thing, is, again, this one surprised me, was landscaping. Landscaping gives you 100% back. It's like painting your house. It's 100%. Mm-hmm. Whatever you paid to paint it, it gives it back to you.
Sure.
Landscaping easy, and that can be go from just putting in some bushes and some trees, putting in a little walkway, throwing in a little rock garden. Minor stuff. We're not talking a major landscape. Sod, funny thing about sod, you can resod your yard for anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500. It will improve the value of your home $1,000 to $1,500
right.
just by putting new sod on it because it looks nicer.
Sure.
It's that exterior appearance. Third thing is minor kitchen remodels. Now, we all know that the number one place in the house is your kitchen.
Yeah.
That's going to give you back 99% of the value. So you're not, if you think about it, all you're doing is taking that money and putting it in a bank for later on down the road. Next thing is exterior improvement. We're seeing a lot of people doing vinyl siding, upgrading the front end of the house, you know, maybe changing the front door, little things. Change the garage door. If you change the garage door in your house, it's roughly $3,600. It improves the value $3,500. So you get a brand new garage door, it costs you $100
yep.
technically. All you do is put the rest of the money in the bank. So we're seeing people take advantage of that. And the reason for that is because rates are so low. It's not costing you much. It's building it on the backside. And then, as most people know, there's decks. Putting on a wood deck gives you about 75%. Putting on a composite deck gives you 90%. If you put on a composite deck, you're actually getting more value than you are with wood because there's lower maintenance to it. Basement remodels. Just go down and remodel the basement. You got to do it right. You got to put in floating walls. You just can't throw it together. But it's going to be 90%. Windows, 90%. All these little things just add up to like putting money in the bank. So that's what most of the people are starting to do with their homes and the refinancing because of the rates.
Right.
Because you can't go, you know, if you wanted to do this before, you would normally go get a home equity line of credit.
Sure. Well,
home equity lines of credits are considerably higher than what standard 30-year fixes are, even 15s. So there's no reason to do that because you're paying principal and interest with the home. You're not with a home equity line of credit. It's normally interest only.
Right. Now, with rates as low, you still hear a little bit that many people are afraid of buying. Why would that be?
You were talking to me about that prior to the show, about one of the things. The first one is no one likes rejection. No one likes to be told no. So many people believe, well, I don't think I would qualify. I missed a couple payments on a JCPenney card. I don't think I make enough money to pay for that. Look at it this way. If you go out to rent a place, let's say that rent is $1,600. In order to get that, you have to make three times that on a monthly basis. They want first and security and another deposit. But when they're qualifying you for a rental, they want that $1,600 multiplied times three. They need you making $4,500 a month or $55,000 a year. That's 33% ratios.
Right.
To buy a home, you can go to 50%. So your availability to be able to buy a house is easier than it is to rent because the qualifications are smaller. Most people don't think they earn enough. Many people think the payments are too high. I can sit and show you wherever you're living, unless you're living in a mansion and you're paying $1,000 a month and you're not getting whatever the average rent is for that property, the mortgage payment on that property is going to be less, mainly because of rates right now. Even with the values going up, the payment's going to be less, not counting the fact that every time you make that payment, you're putting some of that money in the bank,
sure,
your bank, because you're building equity. You're paying the home down. You're increasing the value for every month you live there. The number two reason most people aren't buying, and this is what we talked about, process is too complicated. People have, when they start the process,
they're just intimidated by it.
They're just, it's like, you want what and how many pages of it? It doesn't seem to make sense.
Right.
So they're saying, well, I've lived in this property for 5 years as rent, and I've been working there, and I make this money. They want documentation. Now, I can't tell you that every broker in the country agrees with what the lenders ask, but in order for us to get you the money, we have to meet the lenders'
right.
requirements.
So they make the rules.
They make the rules. They got the money, so we just kind of follow along.
Right.
But 40% of the people that apply for a mortgage thinks it's too stressful to go through it, that won't apply. They won't even look at buying a home because they've heard of the process being so difficult. Sometimes it can be. There are ways that we can make it simpler. The analogy I lose with many people is, when you look at us as what we're doing for you, mm-hmm. we're like a duck on water. We're just kind of cruising along the top. Our feet are going about 2 million miles an hour, but you don't see that. You just see us moving across the top. Mm-hmm. That stress doesn't need to come to you. If you find the right broker, you find the right person, they can help you explain what you've got to produce and the process that you're going to go through and the time.
And there's many battles you fight for us that we have no clue and never will know.
No. Because the lender will ask stuff that – lenders have a tendency, they will ask a CPA to produce a letter. Well, the CPA cannot write anything except for, I do their taxes as this, period. Lenders want to write that, so we have to fight battles. There's lenders who will say, well, we need a pest inspection on the property. No, you don't, not in the state of Colorado. State of Colorado are exempt from pest inspections, termite inspections. You don't need them. But they will say to us, because they're on the East Coast or the West Coast, well, you got to go for termites. No, we don't. State of Colorado doesn't require it. We're exempt from those things. Wow. So there's these battles will come up that they will ask for things. Well, if their parents gave them money, we need to see the parents' account before they gave them the money. No, you don't.
And see, me as the person waiting on that, who cares where the money comes? I mean, why is that a big deal?
I understand the reason for asking the questions, but you can't ask personal information from somebody who's not on the loan.
Right.
You can ask for, fill out a form, mm-hmm. but you can't ask to see what their account looked like prior to. There's certain things, and those are just some of the battles that will come up.
Right.
And it's just a daily thing.
Right.
Just depends on the lender and where they are, what part of the country. I actually had a underwriter once said, well, they got 10 acres and they got a barn for 6 horses and they got 4 horses. She said, so it must be a working farm. I said, no, it's not. She said, well, why would you have 4 horses? I said, you're in California. She goes, yeah. I said, do people there have motorcycles? Neighbors, 3 or 4 motorcycles. She goes, yeah. I said, well, in Colorado, we don't ride motorcycles. We ride horses. This is a hobby. If you look at the family, they've got 3 kids. They have 4 horses.
Sure.
This is what they do. This is why we live here. She had never heard of such a thing. She had to go to a supervisor, and the supervisor says, yeah, he's right. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
It just gets funny at times. The third fear is people won't be able to make the mortgage payment. And that's where folks seem to think that the mortgage payment is going to be higher than what a rent payment is. And it's truthfully not. The other thing, and this is, and I'm not trying to talk now about missing the payment, but if you have ever worried about missing a rent payment, it's no different than missing a mortgage payment. It's almost a little bit easier because when you miss the mortgage payment, you just get documentation, maybe a phone call. You miss a rent payment, he or she's knocking on,
sure.
Where's my money? Now, right now they can't do anything, but in normal times, where's my money? Okay, they'll start procedures. And normally within 60 days, you got to go buy. It takes 6 months to 9 months to lose a house.
Right.
You got a chance to recoup the house at a different pace than you do in a rental. So missing a payment is, to be honest, not near as stressful as missing a rent payment. So it's not as difficult. And then the last one, which is not just for people that haven't bought, but people are afraid that home values, that their home value is going to go down. And I talked about that earlier. The average appreciation on a home is 4.5 to 5% every decade. In 2008 to 2010, the value of homes went down 21%. But by the time 2015 came back, they were up 65%. So just because they go down doesn't mean they're not coming back, because the thing that homes provide for you, they don't go anywhere. It's not like a stock that can go out of business. That house is going to be there. And there are certain areas of town that will always continue to appreciate faster than others because there's no more space. You get closer to the mountains, those homes are worth more money because there's no more space.
Yeah,
too many homes. You want to go east, buy a big house for less money. Not the case. So a home is always going to continue to maintain its value because people, whether they rent or own, have to have a place to live. So, yeah, maybe they'll go down, but they're going to turn around and come back.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the four reasons people are afraid to buy.
Don't be afraid to buy. Hey, Kirk can walk you through all of these different deals and sit down with you and find the right amount for you to buy a home for, make sure the payment fits. And, you know, Kirk, just because somebody gets approved for, you know, $380,000 doesn't mean they got to spend the whole $380,000. I mean, you know.
Well, I had a guy call me today, and you know him. He's a friend of ours.
Right.
He says, I said, you're approved for this. He said, what am I approved for? I said, probably another $200,000, but you don't want the payment. He says, I'm approved for that. I said, yeah, you're approved, but you don't need to, you're good right where you're at because just the payment you want. Just because you're approved for it because the rates are there doesn't mean you have to spend it.
Mm-hmm. Kurt will help you. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. If you've got any kind of questions at all, we'll open up the phone lines, 303-477-5600. Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their Experience Center in Inglewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less, better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, and the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, in a special edition we call Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers in studio with us. And folks, here's the thing. You know, just to sit down with Kurt will cost you nothing but your time. Just a few minutes. And, you know, hey, buying a house, a big step. Refinancing is a big step. you need someone you can trust. And as I mentioned earlier, if you're just joining us, Victoria and I, we just did a refi with Kurt, and boy, he helped us out so much. And it's just great to deal with someone you can trust. And again, we highly, highly recommend Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt's been the only mortgage company that we have been doing business with ever since we started Haystack. And even before then, Kurt and I had a business relationship. So they're a great company, and he would love to earn your trust and your business as well. And again, the number is 720-895-0500. So, Kurt, with all the positives, what should prospective home buyers or homeowners who are thinking of refinancing watch out for?
One of the things I think they should pay attention to is, who am I doing business with? And that's not just for mortgages. That's pretty much for mm-hmm. anybody. I mean, there's so many people that just fly into town and fly out. There's so many people that they don't even live here and they do business here. I strongly recommend use a mortgage broker, whether it's me, whether it's somebody else, but use somebody who lives in the area. We're local. One of the main reasons are we have a local mortgage broker has lower overhead. We're only functioning for what we do here. We don't have other facilities with us. We don't have to rent out the bigger buildings. And in 99% of the time, we have more options. If you go to a brick and mortar, they're going to have a la carte of maybe 12 products. Mortgage brokers will normally have hundreds. There's so many different, while you may not think that they matter, they do matter. As you start to understand, do I want that 27 year? Mm-hmm. Do I want to go FHA or VA? Can they help me if I'm doing a investment property? There's banks out there that won't do FHA or VA. There's banks out there that won't do investment properties. So when you talk to them about them, it's like talking Greek. Mortgage brokers understand all that. We're much more flexible. We come to you. Even in COVID, if you want, we will come to you. We'll meet you anywhere you want to meet. If you ain't got the time, we will set up the time. And we don't work from 8 to 5. We work what fits your schedule. Now, sure, most of us won't work on Sundays, but we're a local mortgage broker. We're going to meet you where you want. And we know the market. When somebody says to me, well, the homes in that area aren't worth that, I go, yeah, they are. Here's the comps. I know how to find them. I know how to justify the value because I've lived in Colorado now for, 30 years? I call it home. So that's the first thing to do with. Second thing is, when you're dealing, one of the things to watch out for is when you see these unbelievably low rates. I'm in the market. I deal with it all the time. I get phone calls all the time. Well, so-and-so is advertising rates under 2%. I understand that, but have you read the fine print? Do you understand what that kind of loan is? Is it a 15? Is it a 30? How much is the cost? What many lenders are trying to do now, and some of the biggest ones, which are causing problems, they're advertising at 1.99 or 2.25. While that rate is obtainable, there's a cost to that rate. Now, paying a cost to get a rate, I don't think is necessarily a bad idea, depending on how long you're going to stay in the right home. But how does it help you? How does it not? Let me give you an example. Let's say you want to have 2.5%. Let's go back to that $380,000 house. In order to get 2.5%, it's going to cost you 1%. So you now have to add $3,800, but it's going to drop your payment $75 a month. Take the $75, divide it into the $3,800. How many months of that before you break even? If you're going to be in a house longer than that, yeah, go ahead and buy the rate down. See, mortgage brokers and anybody who's doing mortgages, we don't, what you pay, what your interest rate is, does not affect our income. The law changed many years ago. We are set prior to whether it's $100,000, $300,000, $500,000, we're set. We can't change it. So we're going to do everything we can to get you the best rate, but we want you to understand what that rate's costing you if you're at 2.5 versus 2.75 versus 1.99. I'm signed up with the two biggest lenders in the country. And I will give you their names, but the two biggest. And they're advertising 1.99. But there's a 4 percentage point cost to do that. Now, that's in excess, in most cases, of $12,000 to $15,000 to get that rate. Well, unless you're going to be in the house a good 20 years, it's probably better to pay 2.5 and move on.
Mm-hmm.
But they're advertising it and not telling you the whole story. One of the ways to understand what the rate is costing you is, what is the cost of the APR that goes with it? Because anytime there's a fee to buy a rate, it's going to be displayed in the APR. And anytime anybody advertises a rate, by federal law, they have to tell you what the APR is. So if they tell you 199, but the APR is 3.25, there's a whole bunch of money built in there because that's the cost of the loan.
Sure.
And nobody wants to explain that to you. They'll send you a mail at one point. Well, turn it over, read the fine print on the back. Now, at the end of the show, I'm going to go through my disclosures, and there are certain things I have to say. They have to tell you what your credit score is, what your loan-to-value is. They have to tell you what your certain things about that loan, that this is what it takes to qualify. And in that conversation, they have to tell you what the cost is. What's the discount points to get there? And many people don't hear that. The average closing cost in a loan is between $3 and $4,500. Now, remember, average price of a house was $448. So the average cost to do the loan is between $3 and $4,500. What those fees include are title fees. These are almost all third-party fees. Title fees, appraisal fee, underwriting fee, credit report, recording fees. Pretty basic stuff.
Right.
Title company, in most cases, is going to charge anywhere from $800 to $1,100. They're set. Their numbers are regulated. They have to take them to the state every year to get approved. Appraisal can be anywhere from $600 to $700. Underwriting fee can be anywhere from $8 to $1,000. These are just standard third-party fees for these people to do their job. Now, you may not have to pay them. Some people will advertise no closing cost. Well, legally, there's no such a thing. Your closing costs, by law, have to be displayed to you, whether you pay them or don't. If you're not being charged them in the loan, you're being charged them in the rate. They will raise the rate for the lender to pay your fees. Still got to pay them.
Sure.
You're just paying them over a monthly basis.
Right.
So how do you want to deal with that? And our fees are actually pretty nominal. We don't, in most cases, if you have somebody that's charging you a discount point or an origination fee, it's normally not necessary, especially origination fee. I don't recall the last time on a standard Fannie or Freddie or FHA or VA that we ever charge any points. It just doesn't happen because my fees pay the same.
Yeah.
It's built right into the rate. I'm done.
Right.
That's what all my lenders do. So those are some of the things you need to ask more questions. You need to say, be specific. And one thing we're seeing a lot of, especially from out-of-town businesses, people that don't live here, that don't have an office here, somebody you can go stand in front of, is they will send things out, and they won't send you a loan estimate or a good faith estimate. They're not sending that. They won't let you see the numbers to compare, because when you see these fees that they're putting in there, then you'll go, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. I'm paying too much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just read the fine print and get the answers before you sign on the dotted line. And that's even with my company. Just sure. Tell us what you want, and we'll give it to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you like us, fine. We're easy.
Yeah. What about appraisal? Are appraisals coming back, I mean, pretty good? You're not...
Right now, appraisals, in most cases, are coming in higher than what we estimate.
Okay.
But there are some areas of town that they're not. They've kind of settled. Just because a neighbor sold a house for $510 doesn't mean yours is worth $530. Might be worth $515.
Right.
One of the things we're seeing is that's actually helping in this time is many lenders have gone to what they call AVMs. They already know the MLS listing. They know what homes in that area are selling for. They have them in a computer system. So when we put in what we think your house is worth and how much you're borrowing, they run it to their system and say, yeah, they're right. We don't want the appraisal. They don't even want the appraisal's free. They don't do one. Because they already know the value of the house. They know your loan-to-value is less. They're comfortable with that, and they just move forward. And that's happening close to 40% of the time nowadays. Again, because values are so high, there's enough equity, the banks feel safe with doing that.
Sure.
So that's saving, $600-$700.
Absolutely. Now, what about those listening and saying, man, all this sounds great. We'd love to buy a home, but we've had some hiccups with our credit.
Most hiccups you can get past. If you've not made a mortgage payment or a rent payment in the last year, that's going to be a little difficult. But whether you have a 680 score or a 780 score, you can still get a loan. You can go all the way down to 600 and get a loan. You're going to pay a little bit more, and that brings up what's called LLPAs. You're going to start to hear more about those over the next 30, 60, 90 days. LLPA stands for Loan Lender. I forgot it. pricing adjustment, okay. loan level pricing adjustment. What that means is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has determined that there's a higher risk with a condo, so they add a cost of 0.25%. Or there's a higher risk with a loan from 75 to 80% or 80 to 85%, so they add a loan adjustment. They're called LLPAs. About a month ago, Fannie Mae all of a sudden came in and said, we're going to raise everything 0.5%. There was such an outcry that they did it overnight that even the Senate got involved and they shut it down. But Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have come back with it and they said, we will do it December 1st. Now, understand, December 1st means that's when the bank has to sell the loan to Fannie or Freddie. So you have to backtrack that case now. You're starting to see lenders today start charging that 0.5% now. So Friday, the rates weren't there. As of this morning, they're there. It's now a cost and 0.5% more.
Wow.
Now, it can get waived as long as we get it closed within a period of time, but it's being charged now. Those are LLPAs, and you're going to start to see them as everybody wants to take a little piece out of the pie of what's going on with the business.
Sure.
Now, the last time they did that, the refinance business slowed down by 11%. So we're thinking it's probably going to do the same thing now. If you're in the market, I'm able to get that waived with one of my lenders, I can show you how it's worked because I did six of them yesterday and I got it all waived. So they can happen.
Wow. 720-895-0500. It's affordable interest mortgage. When we come back, we're going to finish up. Kurt's going to tell us about some loan programs available for first-time home buyers. And then you know what? Hey, if things get a little tighter, how can you protect your family and your home? We'll be back with more with Your Money Matters right after this. Is your vision stopping you from enjoying your outdoor activities? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Get by Stack Optical today and check out the Stack Sports Pack. One great frame where you can easily interchange the lenses to the tint you need for golf, bike riding, shooting, fishing, and yes, even driving. Stack Optical, family owned and operated, they're fully staffed and ready to help you with all of your optical needs, from eye exams, glasses, contacts, and yes, even repairs. And rest assured, Stack Optical has taken every precaution to ensure your safety and that you have a clean environment. 2233 South Monaco Parkway. 303-321-1578. Call them now. 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Take it from KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. You should always call the police, no matter how small your accident may seem. Here's why.
The experience that I've had is once you say, listen, I want to have the police called, and if a person gets nervous about that, you know that you're immediately dealing with a different situation. If the person is like, well, that's fine, I'll wait around as well and we can get it documented, no problem, then you know you're also dealing with a credible person too. And so it's a really good litmus test to see how that person reacts.
Always call the police right away. Then call KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Injuries happen all the time, quarantine or no quarantine. So put this number in your phone now, 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Trial tested, trial ready. Flesh and Beck Law, they get results.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is the spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com.
At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers, a few more minutes with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, their number is 720-895-0500. So, Kurt, what are some loan programs available for first-time homebuyers, sir?
FHA actually was designed many years ago to help first-time homebuyers to get people into a home. FHA only requires 3.5% down. One of the other advantages, they will take lower credit scores because normally first-time homebuyers haven't been around long enough to build up their credit.
Okay.
And have the, you know, 800 score. So they'll go down to the 600 range and still only require the 3.5% down. They also allow higher debt-to-income ratios because they know you're starting out. Your income might be a little bit light. They're not going to put you in one where there's a risk, but they're actually pretty good loans. In addition to that, there's a program out there called CHAFA. And CHAFA is a Colorado Down Payment Assistance Program, and they have six different types of first-time homebuyer type loans, to where one, you can get in as little as probably $1,000 to $2,000 down. Now, that's a whole lot less than trying to get into a rental.
Sure.
And like I said before, the payments are lower. So that's one of the programs. There's another one called USDA. And many people don't use USDA for first-time homebuyer, but it's kind of an offshoot of FHA. But they do 100% of the loan. Again, you might have to come up with $1,000 to $2,000 to pay taxes and, you know, some basic fees to get into the loan. But the difference with USDA, they are in certain pockets. They're not in the Denver metro, but they are. There's pockets in Longmont. There's pockets in Aurora. What they've classified as urban development. So you're outside the city limits. Well, Denver's grown so much. What they used to have is USDA is now part of the city, but it's still the UDS, USDA-type loans. And then another one is called VA. And this one is actually more vets are starting to use it because they understand the power. VA loans do not have monthly mortgage insurance. They do 100%. You bring nothing to the table, and they have phenomenal rates. So if you qualify for a VA loan, that's one of the best you can get. The other thing with a VA loan is you can have more than one. And when you sell the house, you can go, if you want to refinance it, you can take out 100% cash out, unlike any other loan. So VA's got some great, great things going for you if you're a first-time homebuyer.
Gotcha. All right. Now, the economy, wish we had a crystal ball to see what's going to happen. I mean, a lot of people took some hits in the stock market, you know, early on through all this. But you know what?
That's all back.
Things have come back now.
It's all back.
But who knows what's going to happen with the election, how it's going to affect the economy. So my question is this. If the economy were to take a dip, how can someone protect their family and their home?
And I've talked about this before. I call it being mortgage safe. And I learned this in 2008 when I did some research on that, on the amount of money that people had in the equity in their home, but they weren't able to touch it. There's a loan program out. We've talked about it in the past that many of my clients are, they've called me up because they got laid off and they're talking about how great this loan has helped them. Nobody expected COVID. And these people have been unemployed for 5 months, but they're still able to keep their house, still able to make their mortgage payment because it's a 30-year mortgage with a 30-year HELOC attached to it. Also comes with a checking and a savings account. But what it means is that as you pay the home down, that equity that you've built up, you don't need to come see me to refinance. While you may have the equity with your current loan, you can't just reach in and grab it. You have to come and reapply and meet the standards. Well, if you're unemployed, that's not going to happen. Well, with this loan, once you have the loan, you've got a line of credit for 30 years. So if you've paid it down $40,000 or $50,000 and then you get laid off, how do you make that $1,500, $2,000 a month payment?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can do it for 10, 15, 20 months. So you can be unemployed for a year and not have to worry about losing your house, which protects your family, which protects your credit score, which allows you to take some stress off and make the right decision instead of just going and doing something to get by.
Right.
So like I said before, a lot of my customers that have got hit with COVID that weren't able to go to work, they weren't, you know, a necessary person. They've suffered a bit and their finances have suffered, but because they've had this loan, they've been able to make their car payments and their kids have still been able to do what they need to do and enjoy the things because they've built the equity. Instead of going to their 401k, instead of going to a credit card, they've been able to use that equity to be able to get by these tough times. Gotcha. And it could happen again. I mean, like you said, we never know what's going to happen next year. If homes start to depreciate, you still have access to that money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice cushion to be there. If you never use it, it costs you nothing. It's just there.
Sure.
You know, that $70,000, it's just there.
Yeah.
So.
I know we talked about credit, but I did want to hit on this because people always feel like, you know, under the myth of bankruptcy, that their life is over and they can never buy anything again.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. You are incorrect, sir. Incorrect. All right. So what can people do if they've had a bankruptcy in their past?
As tough as it is to qualify sometimes for a loan, it's really surprising that the banks actually look at somebody. If you're in a Chapter 13, you can actually buy a home, refinance your home. If you're in one, if you're in a Chapter 7, you have to wait a minimum of 2 years. But 2 years outside of that, you can start to apply and get a mortgage loan. So the bankruptcy just means the banks understand that you had a speed bump, that something happened.
Okay.
What have you done since the bankruptcy is what the banks look at. If you went through that, like in 08 when no cause of your own, it happened.
Sure.
But since then, you got a job and you went back and you paid your credit card, you paid your car payments, you paid your bills. They're going to say, okay, this wasn't something he planned on or poor judgment. It happened. Well, they'll let you right back into the game. So it's not near as bad.
Great. Your disclosure, sir.
Okay. Our office is at 7400 East Arapahoe Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado. We're regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Equal credit lender. Our phone number is 720-895-0500. When I talked earlier about the interest rate of 2.75, that's with an APR of 2.804. The loan amount was $380,000. The loan to value was 75%. And that was with a 740 FICO score on a 30-year fixed mortgage.
Kurt? Again, a personal thank you for helping us out in our refinance. So we appreciate it very much. Folks, I'm Karen. Kirk can help you. All right. He will do his best to. Maybe I should say it that way. But again, one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs is Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. So, Kirk, thank you for your time today. Look forward to next week.
See you next week.
All right. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.